Babu babu babam, babu babu babam, babu babu babam, babu babu babam, babu babu babam.
You gotta say it. Are you on the phone? Can I say it?
Yes, I can.
I'll say it. Friday.
Very good. I was just talking to Frank from Ace Hardware. He's fixing my storm windows, and I asked if I could call him back. I can't until Monday. He'll be leaving.
What? Frank doesn't stay late for you?
No, it's a Friday.
Frank, that's bad. All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Bill. That's Wendy. Y'all know Frank from Ace Hardware. Is that the special long dance mix of the Ooh Ah Ooh Ah
Ooh
song?
It's a Friday.
Anything goes
on
Friday.
Friday mix.
Later on in the show, Wendy will leave unexpectedly, but Jerry Nunn will join us from
and
Nunn
Judy
on the
Pilak.
Run. Judy Pilak will, of course, be by. It should be a fun bonus hour, everybody. It should be a hoot. I can't guarantee a hoot, but we're aiming for a hoot. Hey, did you hear one of the greatest bands in the history of music is reuniting, Wendy?
I kind of thought they already were together still.
This is what I've been understanding for the last while. That they still perform, but that they have issued no new music in quite a while, but that's about to change.
All right, talk to us.
How irresponsible would it be to not tell you which band it is? It is ABBA. Or do you say ABBA?
I say ABBA.
ABBA. ABBA is coming back. Sweden supergroup ABBA is reuniting.
And it feels so good.
Oh, it feels so good.
For some people.
It says, we all four felt... Now, you know where they got the name ABBA, right? Do you know why they're called ABBA?
Their initials?
Their first names all start with... It's A, B, B, and A. All I remember is...
Why wasn't it BABBA? B-A-B-A.
It could have been BABBA.
I like that better.
It could have been BABBA. I don't know why they didn't go with BABBA. So you have Agnetha Fältskog, Björn Ulvaeus, Benny Anderson.
And, really?
Yeah, Benny Anderson. It's not quite as exotic as Björn and Agnetha.
Bless you.
And Annefrid Langstad. So they are reuniting. It says performing together for the first time in more than 30 years at a private event in downtown Stockholm. They will play some of their old songs. Now, for the kids listening to the bonus hour.
What are new songs?
Well, that's the thing. They have two new songs.
Oh.
And Jasmine and I spent an hour this morning finding, we could only find one of the two, but it's very exciting. Jazz, just for people who are not that schooled on the magic that is ABBA, can you just play a little bit of classic ABBA, the ones that we've come to know over the years? Just a little bit.
Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen.
Da-da-da-da-da.
You can name almost every ABBA song in a second, can't
Probably.
You? All right, take that one off. And if you could, Jazz, play another of the classics. Wendy, see how long it takes you to get this? I say it'll take you a second. One of their big hits.
I can't think of the name of it.
It'll kick in really so quick. You'll see.
Can you hear the drums, Fernando?
Fernando.
Now you get it, yeah.
I couldn't remember the name.
This was written, of course, for
Was it
great
Lorenzo or Fernando?
Fernando
I couldn't
Lamas.
Remember.
This was written for Fernando Lamas, who the band had a friendship with. Wink, wink, wink. All right, so those are classic ABBA. But like I said, Jazz and I come in early and we say, well, can we find one of the new songs? And you couldn't find it anywhere because they want to do this big unveiling.
Oh, yeah.
We found it. Listen to this. Here's some new ABBA. Tell me if you like it as much as the old stuff.
If you skate, you would be great. If you could make a figure.
I like this just as much as the old ones, don't you?
No.
It's beautiful. Places on its side, and it's a symbol meaning infinity.
That has touched your life or something. You can't get over this figure eight, plus the guy who sang figure eight from Schoolhouse Rock died.
I know.
That does sound ABBA-esque, I gotta tell you. That was a good call.
Well, ABBA influenced everybody, including the guy who did Schoolhouse Rock. He was influenced by ABBA and Eba Elbin. They were all influences. So line up. Tickets go on sale now, and they'll be... Oh, they're already sold out. That's how quickly...
That is. It's going to happen.
That happens very, very quickly, doesn't it, Wendy? It really does. Are you happy with the name of the royal baby?
Yeah, it's traditional. That's what it's supposed
to be. Got a nice classic sound, doesn't it?
Who is it again?
The official name.
Who is it?
It's the plumber. I've come to fix the sink. The
is that going to make you cry too? Like the multiplication rock and a stick of butter?
Yeah, I get so emotional for the craziest things. All right, so all we knew was that once the baby was named, this is the baby of Prince William and Kate Middleton, that it would have one of your official royal sounding baby names. Right?
Right.
Because you have to. If you're in that family, you have to abide by those rules. You can't get too creative, unfortunately.
Yeah, there's no room for creativity.
There's none. I would imagine that the list that was submitted to them was probably only 10 or 12 names deep, if that. Right?
Yep.
You have to go classic. So here's what they went with. Prince William and Kate Middleton. And I think Mr. Bean also gets a vote in this.
What's his real name? Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Very, very nicely done.
Took me a minute, though.
They have named their son Louis Arthur Charles.
That's lovely. I heard from Robin Baumgarten this morning, and she said this like this.
What?
Even though it's spelled Louis, we're told it's pronounced Louis.
I like that better.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Like Louis De Palma from Taxi?
Exactly.
Did they name their baby after Danny DeVito? They're about the same size.
Oh my God.
Let's name our baby. Whatever size baby we have, we'll name him after a celebrity of like height. And it was Louis De Palma. Danny DeVito, so congrats to him. He wins the pool.
And the pool would just be a butter dish.
I think that I like it more if it's Louie, don't
you? It is. That's what Robin Baumgarten told me, and this is how she said it. Although it's spelled Louis, we're told, that's a great way of saying things. Because she didn't exactly say where the sources were, but we're told.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I'm going to steal that from Robin Baumgarten.
You're going to say Robin Baumgarten is told.
No, I'm just going to say we're told.
Oh, all right.
It's pronounced Louis.
Well, remember back when it was okay to like Louis C.K.? He spelled his name
like Louis,
but pronounced it Louis.
That always confused me.
And how does Louis Anderson spell it? Does he spell it? Oh, he does?
Yeah. The traditional way of Louis.
I know they're big Louis Anderson fans over at the Palace. Maybe they named him after him. So it's Louis. Now, am I saying Arthur right, or did they change the pronunciation?
Arthur.
Arthur Charles. Why does he get a bonus middle name?
Because they get that.
They get two middle names? That seems like it's...
They're royalty, Bill.
No, but that seems a bit much. I only have the one. I'm lucky I have one middle name.
William Wayne.
I told you what my grandparents' middle names are, right?
No.
Figure this out. My grandfather, this is my mom's dad, his first name is John, and his middle name is John. My grandmother, his wife's first name is Mary, and her middle name?
Mary.
How creative.
All right, I tease my son Michael because he chose St. Michael as his confirmation name, and to this minute, he still feels guilty about it. He goes, that was stupid. I said, no, it wasn't stupid. And it made me, Dad and I realize that you like the name we chose for you. But to have an actually, and no one cares about confirmation names anyway.
No one cares about middle names, really.
More so than a confirmation name.
Well, you'll need it more. Like, I've never applied for a job or wanted to buy a car.
Yes,
where they go,
Billy Wayne.
Right, right.
You forgot to tell everyone about that.
Well, my middle name is William Wayne.
Willie Wayne was your stripper name?
That was my stripper name, was Willie Wayne. I didn't get a single tip.
Willie Wayne?
3 years.
I don't know.
3 years on the job. Not a single tip. Very upsetting.
You had your tip.
But what? Chaz, flag the time Wendy said that. Just write down the time that Wendy said
that. Don't say flag. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
I don't.
I always wonder about my grandparents' parents, who I've been told are my great-grandparents. We've been told. Robin Baumgarten told me to say that. So why on two different occasions for both my grandfather and my grandmother did they finally settle on a first name, and then they go, well, now we have the task of coming up with a middle name. Well, let's just go with the same name again. Wouldn't you just go, well, let's take a minute to think about this?
Well, it's to confirm the point. You know, when you have to say things, sometimes you repeat it.
I guess.
I don't have any idea why they do it.
It just seems like...
Maybe they read the birth certificate wrong and it said, you know how you have to type a password in and then say a confirm password?
Maybe they
typed in Mary and it says confirm the name, Mary.
They wrote it in a second time. I didn't even think about that because computers wouldn't be invented for another 86 years after you were born.
I guess.
So, but it's possible. It's very, very possible. I just think that those two names, you know me, I'm a purist when it comes to the middle names, Wendy. I just think the middle name and the first name should probably have a slight variance. They could have spelled it differently. He could have spelled it J-O-N. That was very much in fashion.
John John.
Well, it is John John, but it could have been spelled differently. And Mary could have been like M-E-R-R-Y to illustrate that she was just full of life and bubbly.
It is weird that they had the first name and the middle name the same.
I only know of two people. I'm sure there are others, but I only know of two people in the universe who have the same first and middle name. How weird is
it
that they met and married each other?
That is weird.
That's crazy.
I guess, yeah, that is super weird. Yeah. I just assumed they were brother and sister the way you described.
They were. Did I leave that? Did I not mention that?
No, you said they were your great-grandparents, but in my head, I'm like, how is that weird? But really, it is very weird.
Yeah.
They were meant to be.
I think so. Yeah.
They have a happy marriage?
Yeah. Pretty happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
They were see, very, Abba. Yeah. You're very excited about the
I'm
Abba.
I'm so excited about Abba. I'm speaking Swedish. Oh, boy. You know who I'd like to have come by for a visit is Judy Pilak. Wouldn't that be something?
And here she is.
Oh!
I think she's going to stay for an extended visit today because
I have to leave early.
I have storm windows I have to arrange.
Yep.
Not really.
That's an excused absence.
That's a good one.
At Tribune Media, that's like the thing that they go.
Repair storm windows.
Is it serious? Is it life and death? And you go, no, we've got a storm window issue. They go, well, please, take a few days.
Absolutely. Tell you, you don't know where to go to get storm windows fixed. I don't need a replacement window because everyone's like, go to Gilkey. They advertise.
Yeah.
Yes, I will.
I got Gilkey windows.
Gilkey windows are awesome. I don't need a window. I need a storm window.
Right. What about Gerber collision and glass?
That would be for your car.
What if your house was hit by a Volvo or something? Do you ever have that happen?
Swedish. You're going Swedish.
I can't get off this because
I've had good luck at Home Depot.
All right. Well, I just found out there was a little Ace Hardware store in the LaGrange Park area that fixes them. They just fix the little things that hold a storm window, little plastic sliders.
Ace is perfect for that.
Yeah. I didn't know they did that.
Oh, aisle 16B.
No, this Frank the Window guy had to come in and talk to me, and that's why I have to leave early
to
talk to him. That isn't really, but he did call me when I was on the air, and I explained, can I get back to you? Because I'm on the radio right now, and he seemed very irritated and said, well, call me back on Monday.
He's like, well, I'm at Ace Hardware.
I know. Hey, but you know what?
He's the window. Line.
He's the window expert who only comes in once a week, so I get it.
That's the good thing about Ace. They have a lot of good experts.
Yeah.
They do.
Or at least helpful people.
Helpful hardware man.
You didn't go through Lou Manfredini on this? He could have set you up with something.
I don't like to bother Lou. I really don't.
All right.
Because then I always feel like if I ask Lou, he'll give me great advice, but sometimes I think he thinks that I'm asking him to do it. Like, Lou, could you come over?
No, he would know.
Just wear your tool belt, please.
That's where it got weird, Jude. Right there. Everything until that moment was fine.
Yeah, I would say
don't
call
him. And then it got weird. Do not call him.
Will you say hi to Jerry Nunn?
Jerry Nunn's in your absence. Jerry Nunn's coming in. We got Oprah's coming in.
We got a whole party going.
It's
going
to be a good time. You're missing out. But it's storm windows. You can't, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Storms are coming. I'm batting down the hatches.
Yep.
Don't even know what that means either.
People
people say that?
People say stuff.
How do you batten down?
I don't know. All right, we'll take a quick break. Wendy's out. Judy's in. Stick around. More after this.
I am totally replaceable.
That's how fast. That's how it happened.
Huh?
More after this. Bye, everybody. Judy, thanks so much. In the studio, a couple of things. First of all, our friend Jerry Nunn joins us from Nunn on the Run. Jerry, how are you? Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Great to see you. You have brought in an incredible array of food from Pink Taco, right?
Pink Taco, yes. This is for Cinco de Mayo because we're talking about May events.
Mm-hmm.
So Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May,
mm-hmm.
for the white people that don't speak Spanish.
So this year, Cinco de Mayo will be celebrated on the 5th of May.
Right, this year. Yeah, and so it's the Mexican Army's victory over the French Army.
Yes.
Okay.
What was the final score? Do we have a final?
I think it was a close call.
It was a very close, one extra innings.
It was unexpected. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So now we're doing, you know, celebrating Mexican culture and margaritas. So I went to Pink Taco, which is the old Bull and Bear spot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah,
it's on 431 North Wells.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting their patio open. They have a food truck. The decor is from an artist in Pilsen with cool wrestlers and comics and stuff like that on the walls.
Like the Mexican wrestlers that wear the head masks,
yes,
like those guys.
And there's a huge one just busting out of the wall.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
that's great.
That was so great.
Yeah.
And so the decor is great. And then you try the food, which I brought in tacos, fajitas.
Pretty good stuff.
We've got all kinds of stuff. They're shrimp enchiladas I just fell in love with.
Yeah.
The sauce and everything. And then the elote. They have the street corn, the elote, you know, with all the mayo
and
all that.
I love that.
Is that a good one, Jude? I didn't try that. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I haven't tried. No, I mean, I love that dish.
Yeah.
It's hard to get.
Yeah, and it's a side item that you order that you can get with your regular entree. But the great thing is they will cut it off the corn cob so you don't have to worry about getting it all in your teeth
on
your lunch break or
very
something.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a great little thing.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
So what are they doing special? I mean, obviously the holiday Cinco de Mayo is special in and of itself, mm-hmm, but are they running specials? Are they open later? What are they doing for the holiday? And it's a Saturday. It falls on a Saturday, so that's nice.
Right. Well, they always have happy hour from 4 to 7,
mm-hmm,
Monday through Friday, and then they have their Taco Tuesday thing.
How are the margaritas? Have you had the margaritas?
I did. I tasted it, you know, because I don't drink, but I did taste one. There's a... it's really light. They have some pear puree in it.
Oh, really?
Some really,
and even the lime flavored one, they still put a pear in, or just for the pear flavor?
Certain ones. Yeah. They have a pink margarita. They have all kinds of great margaritas that were just really light, not so heavy on the liquor. You know, you want them to be drinkable. You don't want something that's, you know, people so strong that people can't have another.
No, I kind of want that one. But anyway.
You want the stronger one, too?
Well, you know, if you're going to have a margarita,
a
margarita.
When you go to a Mexican restaurant, for me anyway, I don't know if other people are like this, but I judge them as much on the quality of their margaritas as I do on their food.
Yeah.
That's such an important element to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, good. I hope those are good, too.
Both great.
And then I brought in some snacks for us for the sweet and snacks expo that's May 22nd to 24th. So I brought in a lot of healthy snacks.
Is that at McCormick Place? I'm trying to remember where they do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I brought some coconut milk caramels, apple chips infused with fruit juice. I have some coconut chips, cookies that are gluten-free, vegan-free, and dairy-free.
And flavor-free or not flavor-free?
We'll see. I don't know. We've got to crack that one open.
All right.
And then they brought me some Sour Patch candy that's been in business for over 100 years, this company.
They've been making Sour Patch candies for over 100 years?
Yeah. These are Sour Punch, but it's part of...
But the same company, right? Yeah. I didn't know they were around that long.
Yeah, they've been around forever, and they've gone through decades of candy, doing small batch candy.
Yeah.
You know, they're not a major...
Right.
Because
the trend to have your candy be really, really sour just picked up a couple of years ago, so I'm surprised they've been doing it for 100 years.
Yeah, for a long time in the family.
Hmm.
Have you been to this sweet and
sour? I have, yeah.
What'd you think?
It's like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. When
so
you walk
huge.
Through there, you can't believe. Yeah. It's every kind of candy in the world, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And the Hershey's, I mean, the samples are out of control.
Yeah.
They've had to crack down on the bags because people like you maybe have taken too many.
There were days where they would give you a shopping bag.
Would you just walk around the whole time with a stomachache?
Not with a stomachache.
And a headache?
Like every booth you go to, they're like, here, try these. And by the end of it, you have 40 pounds of candy.
Right.
That candy would last us the entire year.
Yeah. So they hole punch your bag. They're watching people.
They're very careful now.
Yeah. Because one year I was there a few years ago. And this kid was running around with a box and just filling it up. And it's like, okay.
You're not allowed to do that.
You have to have a special bag on the floor.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. He ruined it for everybody. Now, the sad part of this is not everyone is allowed to attend this particular event, right? You have to be in the industry or in media, I guess, to cover it. And that's
they're trying to sell, you know, candy to different, you know, places, restaurants. I mean, it can be restaurants and things like that where, you know, they want some mints on the front of their, you know, host stand.
Yeah.
Things like that. So it can be ranges.
Well, how about candy store owners? I'm sure they're there.
Well, they're there.
Oh, wait. Are there candy stores anymore?
Not like there used to be. Yeah. You still find a couple of them. In malls, they'll always have one.
Well, they have the old school ones, you know, but not like when
we're
sitting
on top
up.
Of Dylan's candy bar.
Right. It's right next door.
Well, that to me, I know it's a candy. It's not really the traditional candy store.
And there was one across the street. And that there's a building, is it Nordstrom's that's right two blocks away from us?
Right.
There was one in there until recently. That one just closed a short time ago. Mm-hmm. But on my way home, I passed two or three candy stores every day. Not easy to pass them.
Mm-hmm.
One time at this convention, Pez always has a huge display. And I knew more about Pez than the guys running the booth because I asked them a question or two and they didn't know the answer. And then I kind of helped them a little bit. And they go, wow, you should be working here. And
were
I should have been.
Are you popping Pez from your dispenser as you're talking to them in your mouth?
Do you have a collection at home of Pez?
I do have some pretty cool Pez dispensers.
What's the best one?
I have the Green Hornet Pez dispenser.
Very rare.
All of mine are the ones. Now all Pez dispensers have feet on them, so they balance easier. But prior to, I think they started putting feet on them in the late 1980s. All of mine are the old ones.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't really stand up.
It's harder to keep them standing up.
I've never seen the ones with the feet on them.
For the last 20-some odd years.
I haven't played with a Pez dispenser in quite a while.
The Pez tastes better when they come out of a dispenser. I don't know why.
Yeah, not out of the little wrapper, right?
They're so delicious. Yeah. They're just like
so good.
Sugar.
So good. Yeah. And in other parts of the world, they have Pez flavors that we don't have. Like, you can't find chocolate Pez here, but in Europe, that's a thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a good thing.
That doesn't
thing.
Do it for you? Chocolate Pez? No. They're not bad. And cola flavored is big overseas, but not here in the States.
Oh, wow.
As I pointed out to the guys who were working the Pez booth.
Sure.
Until they had security come over.
Right.
Could you please tell this man
Mr.
to stop?
Pez, be can you step over here, please?
Right. Before we talk about all the big events of the month of May, explain what you're wearing. You look fantastic, but you can't buy this off the rack, Jerry.
Just something I put together. I wanted to wear a little yellow and to, you know, spring. We want spring to
be. You look magnificent.
Thanks.
Very Hollywood.
It's a yellow and black combination.
Yeah.
And everything on you corresponds to those colors, from your glasses to everything. You're just all yellow and black. You look great.
Well, I have to go to fashion events, and last time, you know, they took my picture there, and it wound up in these magazines. So I'm like, I need to dress it up this year. And
that's excellent. What magazines had you in?
It was
like fashion magazines.
Yeah, well, local, like Chicago Social, something like that.
Very nice.
Now, are you telling us that yellow is very in this year?
It could be.
Yeah,
I think so.
I'm going with
it. You've corresponded your glasses. You have a flower.
Yeah,
in your lapel.
I'm guessing socks. Did you match those too?
I'm gonna run out and buy some socks.
Oh, you're not wearing socks.
Oh, yellow would have completed that outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good tip. You're fresh.
I just got a text from Ten.
Yeah, I mean, look at Bill.
Yeah,
well, duh.
You and I should shop together.
Why wouldn't you take his advice?
I know. Take me out.
Do you know how hard it is to find grandmas in this size?
Worn yellow.
I don't think I own. I have a T-shirt that is yellow. And that's about it. I don't have any formal clothes that
I give you the shirt right off my back.
You would do that for me?
Yes, what a friend.
This man is a true friend. All right, let's go through the month of May. Before you say specifics, is May just chock full of things, big events in and around Chicago?
It's pretty good. It's warming up. It's heating up.
Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz. We had Dorothy on. Yeah, Dorothy.
She was great.
Yeah, so that's coming up. That is for what? We had lunch with her. I had lunch with
her. Wasn't she a fun girl? She's really young.
She's really talented. Yeah, that started.
But
like
Dorothy is supposed to be like, is she 15 or 16 in the story?
She's definitely a teen.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Judy Garland was probably like 20.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little older. Just a little older.
We have, Mother's Day, of course, is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's May 13th. And so restaurants are already like amping up, you know, because everybody wants to go out to eat.
Chair, sometimes on a holiday like Mother's Day, I have found that restaurants will offer a limited menu, sometimes for lunch, sometimes for dinner.
Yeah.
Is that allowable or is that upsetting?
Every time I've worked in a restaurant, they have done the limited menu.
Because of the volume of customers, they want to make it easier on the kitchen staff.
Yeah, they want to.
It's mostly brunch, right?
It's a brunch thing, yeah. They go after church.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, they do prefix menus. A lot of places are doing that.
Any favorites that you can recommend for somebody for Mother's Day for brunch?
I was hearing about the Shore Club has panoramic views of the of Lake Michigan. El Tapeo has a chef's table brunch.
Yeah.
For 10. They're ranging around $45 per
person. That's not terrible.
So, no.
I went to brunch last week at Chief O'Neill's.
Oh, they're really good.
It was delicious.
Yeah, they're
very
good.
And I thought
good.
Very reasonable. Now, I know everyone does up their prices a little bit for Mother's Day, of course, but I was really impressed with their brunch.
Their specialty is Irish food, right?
I'm not going to say that, no. Because what is Irish food?
Like stew?
Yes.
No. Shepherd's pie or
Guinness.
No.
No.
And they had a Bloody Mary bar.
You spent some time there?
It was pretty good.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, brunch is a Midwest thing. This is something I've been reading about, brunches and things.
Really?
Yeah. It's really big in the Midwest. It's not in all countries, you know, all parts of the United States. It's a very big...
Really? Why do you think? What is it about here?
It got started around here, and that's what they're saying.
Because I think we view it as an extra meal. I've had breakfast. I'm going to have lunch. Let's throw something in the middle. We can get an extra meal in. Yeah. That's probably what it is.
Yeah. Now, it's a buffet thing.
Here's what's weird. We've had Chief O'Neill's in several times for St. Patrick's Day, but their food
isn't... Oh, well, then maybe on St. Patrick's Day they do the corned beef. And,
maybe
yeah,
that's
but
what
no,
it is.
Yeah, they did
the
not.
Rest of
they
the year
had,
standard?
They had corned beef hash, I think.
Oh, they did.
But otherwise, I didn't feel that it was very...
No overly Irish influence there?
Yeah, huh. I mean, but what do I know? Right. I just ate whatever they put out.
Yeah.
And it was all really delicious.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of eating, we have Wing Fest.
Tell us about Wing Fest.
That's at UIC Pavilion.
Yeah.
And that gets crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought Bacon Fest was a lot. Wing Fest.
Is this bigger than Bacon Fest?
It's different. Well, I mean, the wings are just flying everywhere. I mean, they're throwing them at people.
Wings are flying everywhere. See how Jerry does it. He's a master.
Very funny.
The man is a master.
This is on May 6th. Oh, I'm judging the contest, too. So I'm going to be judging the wings.
And are you a hot wing guy?
Not really. I'm not a crazy hot guy, no.
I love wings, but no hot. No heat for me.
Too much?
I like the honey wings.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Sweeter's better.
Your lips off, right?
I mean, yeah, it's just, it ruins it for me. Because once I get that in my mouth, I can't eat anything else.
Yeah, when you judge an event like this, what happens prior? Do you submit your name and say, someday, if you're looking for a judge, I'm wide open? Or do they come to you and say, Jerry, you're a worldly person. We need you on our panel. How do you become a judge at an event like this?
They approach me.
Yeah.
I don't know how I mean, I guess people see things that I'm judging.
Yeah.
I did like the Mac and Cheese Fest, and that went really well.
Oh.
I think once you do one, then they start kind of hear that you're out for events.
Yeah.
You're a fest judge now. You're known as the fest judge.
Yes.
Now, what about fests, Jerry? Is that a Midwest thing, too? Because we seem to have a lot of food fests.
Nonstop.
Like food fests.
Yeah.
I would say, I mean, I think we're just such a foodie town anyway.
Yeah, maybe
and
that's
And then I think people really want to get the word out about their products. You know, we have 8,000 restaurants in Chicago.
Yeah.
So people
worthy of fests.
Yeah. And so, like, Bacon Fest was crazy because it was different sessions.
Yeah.
And all different artists. You know,
bringing
their wing, making their the Wing Fest one's a lot of fun though. It's packed.
Can I ask if somebody's gonna try to appeal to you, your taste buds, as a judge? What will their wings have to taste like for you to say, yeah, these are pretty good wings? I want you to win.
I'd say some meaty wings. You know, I mean, I don't want
crunchy.
Gotta be meaty.
Crunchy could be good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty flexible. You know, and I think I'll learn as I go along because I'm not judged. This is the first time I've judged. Judge this.
Are there different divisions? Like Judy and I were saying, some people enjoy them a little spicier and hotter. Some do not. Right. Do they have different divisions, or do you not know?
Yeah, the different. I think it's the different, different heats to them.
Yeah. All right.
So it's going to be wild. They have like wing eating contests, and it gets kind of frat party, but fun.
So whoever can eat the most wings, obviously, that's the winner.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's people. It's not a really. You want to be careful what you wear. That would be a tip.
Yeah, you can't dress like you dress today if you're judging the Wing Fest.
Can you imagine? I would have sauce all over me. It's all
ruin your clothes.
My face. People walk around and they're just a mess.
Oh.
You know. So.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Is there a hose? Do they have a hose for when you're done to spray
I'm
you down?
Always like running to the bathroom. Yeah, you want to be presentable. You don't have like, you know.
They better have a lot of wipes around.
Yeah,
you need wipes for that.
Definitely,
one.
And there's a shortage on wipes.
Oh no.
Yeah.
When is Wing Fest? Just to reiterate, when and where?
Wing Fest is May 6th, and it's from 12 to 4, so it's a daytime thing.
Yeah.
They have 9,000 pounds of wings.
Wow.
So this is going to be a lot. It's a lot of wings.
9,000 pounds.
I'm not exaggerating. It's crazy.
Which one is this? Which annual? Is this the first annual Wing Fest?
Oh, no. They've been doing it for a few years.
Yeah.
I just remember the first time I was really overwhelmed. But yeah.
Just by the sheer volume of how many wings there were. That's
people.
A lot. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. And you're going to judge, and who else? Do we know the other judges, or are they keeping
there's
that tight-lipped?
Judges. Yeah, I'm not sure. There's someone's hosting from WGN.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
All right. Good. That sounds like a good time.
Also, I want to bring your attention to one of my favorite fundraisers.
What is this?
They always bring the fun. Wonka Ball. Okay? This is About Face Theater. They are doing their fundraiser at the Saturday Night Live. It's Saturday Night Live The Experience.
Yeah.
Right over in the, you know, with the big...
At the Museum of Broadcast History.
Which, by the way, is so good, that exhibit.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So this is May 11th. And so they're giving away all kinds of you can win tickets to Hamilton. You could actually go on Late Night with Seth Meyers and even a Sesame Street cameo, which I thought was really cool.
You can go on it, meaning...
Yeah, I mean, I think you can go to the set and check it out.
Oh, wow. So that's excellent. Great prizes. Yeah, very nice prizes.
Tie it in. They want people to dress up like, you know, people from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Oh, that's a good time.
So fun. And these people dress up. I mean, mm-hmm. This is a very creative theater company, so they're a lot of fun.
And that's May 11th, you said, right?
May 11th.
All right.
And then I wanted to tell you, speaking of Saturday Night Live, we've got Julia Sweeney's doing her show.
Oh, is she? Yes.
Has she come in to talk to you guys?
Well, I've not talked to her this time about it. I've talked to her in the past.
Yeah.
Okay. She's done other one-woman shows that have been really good. Yes. God Said Ha. Did you ever see that?
Yes, I did.
About her brother's battle with cancer. Yeah. I know that sounds like a very grim thing to do a show on, but boy, was it entertaining. Really good.
Yeah. This one's called Older and Wider.
So, love it.
She's a hoot.
She lives here now, right?
She does.
Yeah.
She lives a little bit outside of the city, but she, you know, I don't know her address.
Yeah. I'll find it out. We'll give it out over the air.
This is the internet now. Don't worry about it.
This is at Second City, so this is at their ETC stage.
And how often is this being done?
It's running now. It just started, and it's going to go through May 30th.
Excellent. So she's good. She's very funny. She's the one, for people who know the name but aren't sure exactly, I guess her biggest character on the show was Pat.
It was Pat, yeah.
Oh, okay, because I was one of those people. I'm like,
oh, you weren't sure?
Exactly.
She was on the show, I think, for 3 or 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. She's
very talented.
Nice lady, too.
Yeah.
Patti LaBelle's tribute show is coming to the Black Ensemble Theater.
Yeah.
And so that starts on May 13th. Have you been to the Black Ensemble Theater?
I don't think I have.
It's pretty great.
I should go to this.
That's where I met Dionne Warwick, and I
have. Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. So I would love it if Patti would show up, because she would be.
Well, now this amazing. Is a kind of a retrospect of all of her work, and it tells her life story through song. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. And she was kind of shy, I guess. I can't imagine her being shy.
Patti LaBelle was shy.
Yeah, and she's from Philly. So this is...
And she's shy?
Apparently.
And I noticed you don't have something that I'm doing this month.
Judy, you have a big event you want to talk about?
Oh, actually next month, I should say.
What is this?
Tom Jones?
Right, I do.
Oh, we hadn't gotten
it's
there
coming.
Yet.
Okay. We're building. Building toward Tom Jones.
I've been picking up panties like left and right.
I didn't know he was a Welsh singer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, he's from Wales. It's kind of faint.
But I think he does have a little bit of it. Yeah,
he does.
You're right.
You can kind of, yeah.
Yeah. So he's coming May 12th and 13th at the House of Blues. So he's doing two shows.
Yes. Well, he canceled, I believe, last year. So these are the shows he was supposed to do last year.
He's one of those guys who just, as time goes on, you go, how can he still be so good?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Tony Bennett's the one who's at the top of the list.
So I didn't grow up listening. Well, I did. I grew up listening to Tom Jones because my parents listened to him.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, getting up there on years.
Yeah.
So he wasn't really of my generation. He was more my parents.
Right.
And I did have young parents. But I constantly, and I loved his stuff. And then he did go into the 60s a little bit.
He always had specials. You're a little younger than Judy and I. But he would always show up. He had a special every couple of years. And you would just watch and go, how suave is this guy?
He's been in Vegas forever, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's always in Vegas. So it's still a big deal.
Yeah.
And do you remember the guy? There was another singer. Let's see if either of you will remember this. Like, if you couldn't get Tom Jones, who was the guy that was
Engelbert
just
Humperdinck?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah, we listened to him, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Another guy who was really suave.
Very suave. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So, we have some other shows. Haim. Do you guys like Haim? Have you listened to
Haim? Haim.
It's three girls, sisters.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah.
I always said Haim.
Yeah.
Because it's spelled like Corey Haim.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we need to know about them?
Playing
do you know who they are,
now.
Jude? You'd like them. They've got a really cool sound.
Yeah, it's like country-ish.
Yeah.
They're friends with Taylor Swift.
Oh.
So they're
where are they playing?
They're at the Aragon Ballroom May 11th and 12th. And I love the opener. Her name's Lizzo. And she's like this big black girl, big hair.
Yeah.
She's real kind of raunchy and crazy, but she's going to be at Lollapalooza. And she's big and up and coming.
What an interesting choice of opening act, because she's almost the polar opposite
completely
to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting pairing.
That's going to be fun. Speaking of Taylor Swift,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to Pasadena to write a travel story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super excited. And they're taking us to the Taylor Swift show at the Rose Bowl.
Is this the first time you've seen Taylor Swift perform?
First time.
Yes. And you're very excited, obviously.
I'm super excited.
I like her. Mm-hmm. Do you like her, Jude?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I noticed
reservations. She's fine. I don't dislike her.
You wouldn't go out of your way to see her?
There are many, many girl singers like her that I dislike, but not her. She's. Okay. I think she's a good person.
Yeah.
Oh. I like that she's a strong woman.
Yes, she is.
And, you know, she's Taylor Swift. Her music's okay.
How about the fact that she just, like, from very early on, she was so in charge of it all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. At that age, you'd go, how can you be that good that quickly? But she just was. Like, right out of the box, she was just so good.
And I see, I think it goes to her character. I mean, when she sued that guy.
Yeah.
You know, she not really for nothing, for a dollar.
Right.
But she made a point. Yeah. I love that about her.
Yeah, don't mess with her.
Yeah.
I like Taylor Swift. So you'll see her in Pasadena.
I'm going to see her in Pasadena.
Yeah.
If you go to what better place?
Right. Well, I'm so excited about going to Pasadena.
Are you afraid that she will fall in love with you, split up with you, and then write a song about you?
I'm going to be so far away that I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I would say wear those glasses, and yep. She might.
She'll take notice.
She might at least write a line about
you. She will definitely take some notice,
man in the yellow glasses.
She already has a gay bestie, so really it's not going
to happen. Oh, that's so unfair.
You know what? Yeah. One? Who only has one?
I have more than one.
She's got her main one.
Yeah.
No. Oh, well.
But give us one or two other quick ones. What else is going on in the month of May in Chicago?
Those are actually a lot of the stuff that I have that I brought today. I mean,
that's a lot of stuff. That's a full month already.
May is huge.
Yeah.
It's all, but you know, it gets you started for the summer.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of plays and a lot of shows and stuff like that.
So. And to Judy's point, it really is true from about May till probably August or even into September. There's never a downtime in Chicago where there's not some fest of some sort going on.
Right.
No. It's always jam packed with stuff.
I was driving with my son today and he's moving to LA on the 19th. One-way ticket.
Oh,
he's going
soon,
for sure. Wow. But we were crossing the river, and he mentioned, he was like, oh, God, I'm going to miss Chicago.
Yeah.
And so we just chatted a little bit about that. I said, you know, it's crazy how the tourism here is ridiculous. I mean, no matter the stories you hear about the violence and the shootings, doesn't matter.
We break the record every year.
Break it every year. And I know why. Because the river has just pulled it all together to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was always great. It's great, but this whole Riverwalk thing and just walking by, it's just wonderful to see it. And all the boats were out, and there were lines of people. That's why we started talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, City Winery's down there.
Yeah, they've built it up so nicely. It all started last summer. Like, you could always walk down through parts of it, but you couldn't walk all the way across.
Now you can.
It's so cool, and there's plans to make it even better.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
They're going to keep on building. Beautiful.
Yeah, they want to make it to go all the way around.
So yeah.
Wild.
Won't that be excellent?
Yeah.
That's really nice. In the summer, when I leave here, like around 1:15, 1:30, I walk back there to Ogilvie Station, and it's just jammed to the rafters
crazy,
with people out just walking and having lunch. It's so nice.
Yeah.
I mean, we
really come alive in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It is one thing after another. It's great. If you are sitting at home on a weekend and like, what should I do? It's ridiculous.
There's
always
too much.
Something to do.
So true.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Great to see you, Jerry.
Yeah,
thanks for bringing the food. The people at Pink Taco are delicious.
Finish my taco.
Everything's delicious. Enjoy Taylor Swift, and we'll check in with you in a month.
Great.
Judy, thank you for hanging out.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it. I'll close things off in just a little bit. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy in italics on WGN. Judy, hard to believe, but the day has come to an end. The week has come to an end. The month has almost come to an end. What happened? All of a sudden, everything's coming to an end.
Summer's here.
That's what it must be. Do you want to go surfing with me now?
Yes.
Let's go surfing now.
Let me get my bodysuit on. I mean, I couldn't. Even surfing in July has got to be freezing.
Too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get an app.
All right.
We'll do it on our phones.
Perfect.
It'll be easier. Wendy will return on Monday. And I'm looking at the schedule for next week. All kinds of great guests pretty much every day. So please join in.
It's the Bill and Wendy Show. What do you expect?
Well, that's very kind of you. That's very kind of you. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye, Judy.
Bye-bye, Bill.